Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Sashir.
Nicole.
Zameda.
Buyer.
Of, let's see, people who don't know you, tell them what you've done so they know that they're listening to quality.
Oh, boy.
And not some fucking dumpster bitch.
Okay, cool. I am a comedian.
Yes.
And an actress.
Yes.
And a writer.
Yes.
And your best friend.
Yes. That's what I was getting at.
Yeah.
That's what I mean by what you've done.
Those are you. I can tell you what I mean is list my credits or just say what like my deal is.
I left it open ended because I'm a monster.
Well, what have you done?
I found you in 2001 and decided to become your best friend. Uh-huh. And then in 1998, we were like really on that best friend train. And then in 1972, we really became best friends.
Yeah, we are also time travelers.
We once did an improv scene where it was like black people could time travel.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
And I'm pretty sure a bunch of white people were like, I don't know if it's okay to ask if it's true.
Can they actually?
Because improv is based in some sort of truth.
Actually, one time you said something that is true, that for once, that traveling on a plane is like time travel.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yes.
You're like, okay, anytime you're going from the East Coast to the West Coast, you are going to the past. The future. You're going to the future.
Wait. No, because it's like later in on the East Coast.
Yeah.
So you're going back in time.
Back in time. You're going back.
Going back to the future.
Yes. And then when you fly to the East Coast, you're going to the future. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you have a lot of good plane insight.
Thank you. I'm on planes all the time.
Yeah.
You know, I've been trying to make this into a joke. It doesn't work on stage. But, like, I love the window seat because I love to eat with the shade up so birds can see me living my best life.
You got to stunt on those birds, yeah.
Right? But you don't think that, do you?
No, I've never thought about the birds and their level of enjoyment in the sky
really?
While I'm on the plane. No.
You're never in the sky being like, yo, there's a bunch of other shit up here.
I guess I've looked at the clouds. Clouds mm-hmm. are nice. The stars, mm-hmm. the moon.
Mm-hmm.
One time I could see a thunderstorm.
Oh.
Like, it was, like, in the distance, and it looked really gnarly.
That's scary.
It was scary.
Can you fly into a thunderstorm?
I think you can. I think they try not to.
Oh. You ever, like, pass over a bunch of land that's not being used? It's, like, mountainous mm-hmm. or, like, flat or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, how come we don't just, like, let refugees in the country and start their own towns?
Oh, that's a good point.
Why don't we do that?
I mean, I guess the land, if it is barren, I would think, oh, there's a reason people aren't living there.
Arizona is a desert.
Is there a follow-up
there? deserts are not conducive to humans.
Oh,
but we
okay.
made the desert okay for people to live in.
I see. Okay. Yes. I didn't know if you were just going to leave it at that.
Well, I figured that you would follow my logic.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Oh, should we explain what this is? On this podcast, we're going to
What's the name of it?
Best Friends.
Yes.
This podcast is called Best Friends.
Hi, welcome to Best Friends.
With Nicole Byers and Susan Mehta. Wow, we're off to a great start.
We're 4.5 minutes in and we just did a proper intro. Okay, let's try it again. Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Best Friends with Nicole Byers and Sashir Zameda.
Wow, we did it. Sashir, I haven't seen you in what seems like years. I haven't seen you in forever.
You were just gone for the weekend, right?
I was gone for 4 fucking days.
Yeah.
In Tempe, Arizona. Mm-hmm. And then you, before I left.
I was gone for a long time.
You were gone for 10 full days.
It was like a week and a half. Mm. I guess that's about 10 days, yeah. No, you're right, you're right.
Thank you. I thought I was right. I was like, a week and a half, so 7 plus 3.5, that's 10.5 days. So I was like, basically there.
Yeah. Yeah, I was in D.C., New York, and then Toronto.
That's a lot of traveling.
It's a lot.
And then what were you doing?
Shows. I did shows at D.C. Draft House, and then I was in New York, and I was filming this piece for Sam B, which airs on Wednesday, and I'm very excited about it.
Oh! Tune in! You'll have to go
back in time.
You gotta get on an airplane. I was doing shows at the Tempe Improv. Very great venue. I thoroughly enjoyed it. But you know this because I call you after it happens every time it happens. I keep doing shows where the audience, they're so unruly.
Yeah.
It's almost as if they want me to have a nervous breakdown right in front of them.
It sounds like you will.
One of these days, I just might. When I was in Seattle, someone yelled, "Nailed it," at a punchline. And I lay down on the stage and I said, "Why? Why did you do that? I asked you up top. I asked you not to do it during the show. Why would you do that?" And then I stood up and was like, "I want to push you down the stairs," and yell, "Nailed it." And the crowd liked that, but she didn't. It's very peculiar because people will yell at me. And then when I like interact with them, they're like, "Oh, I immediately regret this."
Yeah, I don't know. First of all, none of that ever happens at any of my shows, ever. You have the most unruly shows. I dropped in on your St. Louis set. Is that where you were? St. Louis? Because I happen to be in the area. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just listening from backstage, I could not believe how many people were yelling at you all the time. Also, some woman lied and said she was your cousin.
She was my cousin. She also said her name was Meredith Grey. And I was like, you could have come up with a better name. That's an iconic character from television.
Insane.
And then I was like, what side of my family are you on? She was like, your mom's. And I was like, what's my mom's name? And she went, And I was like, you lied.
She lied.
Also, somebody called me yesterday and I was like, hello. And I had a missed call from 2 missed calls. And then I answered this one and it was an LA number. And I answered because, you know, Hollywood might be calling.
Truly.
You know?
Might be a job.
You know.
Might be a gig.
Yeah, it might be a little gig. A little gig-a-poo. And then I hear this voice. I was like, hello? And she's like, Nicole. And I was like, who is this? And she was like, is this Nicole? And I said, who is this? And she goes, is this the comedian Nicole Byer? And I was like, no. Who is this? And then they hung up.
Oh, no.
And then I called back twice to be like, why are you calling her?
Yeah.
Like, just out of curiosity, why would you think it's appropriate?
Yeah.
I was going to pretend to be a stranger who is not me to educate her that she shouldn't be calling me. And then I was like, I guess maybe I should change my number.
I mean, I've been telling you this for a while.
But here's the thing. If I change my number, they're just going to find that number. People need to start acting better.
Yeah. But you'll at least have more chances to lock down your security before they find your number. Do you have an idea of how they got that number?
No, because I Googled my name and I Googled Nicole Byer telephone number. And I went through like 2 websites and it wasn't there. And I said, well, I mean, they really had a look.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I would never look beyond 2 websites. Also, why do you want to talk to me?
Yeah, what was going to happen after she confirmed that that was you?
Like, is this Nicole Byer the comedian? Yes. Really? Mm-hmm. Would you like to be my best friend? Like, no. That slot's already full.
She probably would be like, my kid has some cookies that he made, and they're bad. Put him on the show. Please.
Please. He nailed it.
I mean, you already know I changed my number because I was getting some suspect texts.
Yeah, and you told none of our friends.
I didn't.
So then I became the gatekeeper of your new number. I still get people, friends, mutual friends, good friends of ours texting us being like, what's this year's new number? And this poor woman, Susan, who's got your old number.
Poor Susan. I can't believe, I thought there was like a rule where they just like bank that number for like a year or something. They gave someone else my number immediately. Uh-huh. Her name is Susan. I think she lives in Maryland. And
she's very sweet. Let me find a message from her.
Yeah, there's been multiple people who were like, I tried to text you and I got Susan. And then she's like saying the nicest thing. She's like, sorry, I'm not your friend. I hope she can do your podcaster. Sorry, I'm not your friend. I hope you guys can figure out dinner soon. Like, she's really concerned that I'm still making these plans, but I don't know. I secretly hope that Susan starts doing comedy. Like, she gets asked to
Wouldn't
do enough shows.
Wouldn't that be hilarious if Susan was like, I think my calling is comedy.
People keep asking me to do shows.
Oh, dang. I can't find the last
Susan text.
The last Susan text. But she was so sweet about it. She was just like, It's not me. I'd
be so frustrated.
Yeah, I would be livid. I would be like, you have to stop texting me.
I also got someone else's number, and I don't know how soon after they got rid of it, but like, I think his granddaughter was calling me. Like, she would call, and I answer the phone and be like, sorry, wrong number. And then one time she left a voicemail. It was like, hey, granddad, mom needs da da da. Just like giving a laundry list of things that she needed, and I was like, I'm not that person. And then she FaceTimed, and I just didn't answer because I didn't want to FaceTime with this little girl.
You should have.
I should have.
You should have. She could have been, like, fun.
Yeah.
Carefree.
There is that story of some grandma was texting a boy. Do you remember the story? It was, like, a white grandma and a black
boy. Oh, they were playing words with friends.
No, that's a different story, actually.
Oh.
But that's also a nice one.
Oh, okay.
But there was another one where I think a grandma was, like, you know, come over 4 p.m. for dinner. And he's like, oh, who is this? And she's like, I'm your grandma. He's like, that's not, nope, you're not. And she's like, no, I am. And he's like, send me a picture. And she sent a picture. And then he sent a picture of him in class where he's like, I'm not, as you can see, I am not your kin. And she's like, oh, well, invitation's still open. And then he came over and they had dinner and it was sweet. And they still do it.
That's very, very
nice.
Once I got a phone call and I was like, hi. And they're like, Nicole. And I said, yeah, this is when I was in college or acting school. It wasn't real college. I don't have a degree. And I was like, hi. Yeah, this is Nicole. And he goes, hey, it's me, your dad. And I was like, whoa, what? And this is before my dad died. So like, it wasn't scary. Like,
this is from,
from
the other side.
But it didn't sound wild. It just didn't sound like my dad. And I was like, you're not my dad. He went, yes, I am. And I was like, dad? And he was like, yeah, baby, it's me, your dad. And I was like, wait a minute, you're not my dad. And this went back and forth from maybe like 20 seconds, which is like
too long.
Yeah, it's like 19 seconds too long. And then finally we realized it was my roommate's dad who had gotten out of, he was in a situation. He was out jail. He was in jail. I don't know why. I'm not saying her name.
Situation.
He got out of jail and I guess she was in between phones, so she gave him my number. Oh. And it was just like a whole thing. And she sat there and she was like, is that your dad? I was
like, whose dad is it?
He says he's my dad, but I'm 100% sure this is not my dad.
That's so funny.
It was very wild.
I worked at Disney World for a semester in summer.
This I knew.
Yes, this you know.
You have a habit of springing information on me, and it doesn't make me feel good because I think I would win a contest of knowing the most about you.
You still would.
I don't know. I didn't know you were born in Japan.
Well, eventually
that
I told
really
him.
That rocked my socks. Man, I was cruising for a bruising. My lid was about to bust. I was
going to pop my top.
I was going to ride an alligator. I was so mad.
Riding an alligator?
That's not a saying?
I've never heard it.
I think I made it up.
Well, it just never came up in conversation.
Okay, but you knew I was born in the United States.
Well, I guess so. Yeah, I assume.
So that's what I would assume, that my United States friend was born in the United States.
Oh, so that's what you have a problem with, that I'm foreign?
You're foreign, and I didn't know about it. And then you just casually said, we were like in mixed company. That's not how anybody should find something out.
I'm sorry.
That's like parents going out to dinner with like a group setting with their kid. And they're like, we're getting divorced. And it's like, the kid's like, why don't you tell me in private?
I think it's a little different. I think it's
it is the exact same thing. Same gravitas, same thing.
Well, you treat it with the same gravitas.
I was so, man, my knickers were in a bunch. My shoes were on the wrong feet. I was swimming in a pool with no goggles. That was so bad. I was trying to say I was paddling up the river with no paddle. Is that a saying?
I think so. I think, but swimming in a pool with no goggles is also great.
Oh, I was so mad I was in a pool with no goggles. My eyes were all red and burning. I needed to see underwater. Okay, so you were working at Disney.
Yes, I was working
for a semester.
And we had these dorms that we could stay in, and they had a room phone or like apartment phone or something. And someone called the phone, and I answered, and they didn't say anything. I just heard, and I was like, what? Hello? Hello? And then eventually I figured out that they were jerking off. I think they were doing that to multiple rooms.
How did you know they were jerking off? Did you hear flapping?
I don't know. I can't remember. I don't think I heard flapping. I just heard like, you know, like sex noises, pleasure noises.
Yuck.
Yeah.
When I worked at Lane Bryant, a man used to call and go, hello. I'd say, hi, this is Lane Bryant. And he'd go, how big are the panties? I'd say, oh, we have very big panties because it's a plus size store. I was like, I mean, we go up to size 28. And he was like, how big is a 28? And I was like, it's pretty large. It's the largest size we have. And he was like, what size do you wear? And I was like, well, not a 28. And he was like, okay. And then, like, that was it. It was very weird.
I just love thinking about big panties.
I just love thinking about a big fat booty just stuffed into a big panty. Ooh, just the cheeks moving and rubbing and those big panties.
Those panties are so wide.
Ooh, oh, they're
so just they stretched. The elastic band is so thick.
Ooh, it's like a slingshot.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, use it as a weapon.
Big old panties. Oh,
if I leave it in the middle of the street, it covers one side.
I can use it as a bed sheet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so big.
I'll cover my body at night with these panties. We truly caught up and recollected on things.
Yeah, I feel good.
Yeah, I feel good, too.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
So listen. We all know life is full of yada, yada. And, you know, people talk and you're just like, oh, my God, this is annoying. And then you just hit an unsubscribe on a bunch of things you got subscribed to on your email. And you're like, what is happening? And I know you've dealt with yada, yada before. Like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding in the deep in fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere. And yes, it's possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of our over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. from big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love.
Okay, we have a segment where we're going to talk about iconic best friends.
Okay, great. Oh, you're going to use a sound effect? Which one?
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
We have a soundboard and we're learning.
Yes, we're learning how to use it. So, yeah, okay. Here's our segment where we talk about iconic best friends.
Yay.
Okay. Thank you, studio audience.
Yeah, we have a studio. This is live in front of a studio audience. Okay, so first episode, let's talk about iconic, the most iconic set of best friends, Oprah and Gail. We're trying to get them on the podcast.
I believe it'll happen one day.
I think it's going to happen. Word is out to them. Gail, if you're listening, please come on down to Earwolf.
Come on down to Earwolf.
There's valet. You don't have to park your own car. You'll get a ticket in classic valet fashion.
We got chips.
There's chips here.
Soda.
There's water. Mm-hmm. Honestly, if you want, you know, like food, I could bring you something.
They have a panty story.
Yes, because the intro to Gail's old radio show was, I was at Oprah's house and there was a thunderstorm and I couldn't go home. And Oprah said, why don't you stay here? And I said, but I don't have any panties. And Oprah said, you could wear mine, which is so funny that they thought that was a relatable best friend yeah. story, because I have never worn your panties.
And I've never worn your panties.
No. I don't even know in what context that would happen.
I'd also be like, girl, just sleep here. Like, you don't have to, you really need panties to sleep?
Well, sometimes my little snatch gets all rubbed raw. Gotta cover it up. The sheets be tearing up my pussy, so I gotta protect her with some underwear. Not the ones I wore today. A brand new pair out of a drawer.
When I go to sleep, I sleep hump everything. And the panties are a good guard to make sure that I don't get too raw. So I gotta have them.
Isn't that disgusting? Raw. To
raw.
I said that to you the other night.
You did.
I said I was horned up and I rubbed myself raw.
You did.
And then I was walking with a limp and I had to be like, I did that to myself.
With my hand. Could you imagine? Just my hand.
Man, I'm a nightmare. Okay, so Oprah and Gail, the iconic duo. I buy it. I think they're truly, truly best
seems
friends.
Seems like a real best friendship. I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they just seem to really love each other. I feel like it's like very mutual, and yeah. I feel like Gail is just so pleased and excited by what her friend has done.
Yeah, it seems like so supportive, because Oprah was, you know, Oprah, like yeah. the Oprah for such a long time.
She still is.
I mean, she didn't change
her name. Yeah, yeah. She's still
no,
Oprah.
But you know, like that iconic, like everybody.
She's still that. Don't you follow her on Instagram where she gathers fruits and vegetables from allegedly around her garden?
I don't follow, no.
Oh, I love it. She's yeah. always presenting lots of fresh vegetables. And I'm like, you and Stedman can't possibly eat this in a week.
Hmm.
You are just like us. That shit's going bad in your refrigerator.
There's one post where she was like, what do I do with all this dill? And people are like, it's not dill.
That's what I mean. She doesn't fucking know what she's doing.
I love it.
I love it, too. I also love that I feel like Oprah, like, I feel like her and Gail have, like, the run of the house, and then Stedman has to knock.
Oh, yeah. He's, like, in the back house.
Yeah, he's, like, in the pool house.
Can
and he's
I
like,
come hang?
Can I have dinner? I'm tired of eating out of bowl. You ever see the movie Soul Food?
Yes.
I feel like the uncle who stays in the bedroom, and they put the plate down, and then he uses his cane and slides it in the room. I feel like that's Stedman. He just waiting for somebody to leave him a treat.
Yeah. Please, can I come out?
I'm just kidding, Stedman. Actually, I'm not kidding, Stedman. I stand by it. I don't want you on the podcast. Just Oprah and Gail.
Yeah, they're not best friends.
Yeah, no one's best friends with Stedman. Wait, does Gail have a Stedman? Gail's married.
You know, I don't really know. I assume she's married.
I also assume she's married.
But I don't actually know.
And I assume she got married so they could do, like, couples trips. Like,
just because she didn't actually want to get married, but she's wanted to.
Well, I started thinking last night. I was like, well, Sashir is in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Eventually, they're going to get married. Mm-hmm. They might have a kid or something one day. I should probably try to find somebody so I'm not the third wheel.
That's not a reason to find somebody.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Just you should find someone if you want to find someone.
No.
If you find someone.
No. So like the four of us could go to dinner and I have this man or this woman, this person mm-hmm. who can like add to the couple conversation. So you could be like, ack, this thing we do as a couple annoys me. And then my whoever could be like, I feel that too.
You know, I don't think I do that with other couples. I think we just talk.
Oh, no, you don't commiserate?
No.
I don't know what couples talk about.
Well, you've hung out with us as a couple.
But I have never been in a couple.
But
I've always been.
It would be the same, except you're.
I've always been a peeping Tom at dinner with you guys. Just on the outside, looking in.
That's how you feel?
No. Yes. Well, no. But that's what it is.
No, you're in the conversation. We are talking to you.
Are you sure you don't hold things back because I don't have a significant other who can, like, co-sign something?
No, there's never been a time where I was like, get ready, I'm about to say something about my relationship. Oh, maybe I should just hold it in because Nicole wouldn't know.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, I talked to you about my relationship, so you already know everything.
I know. But, like, there's never been, like, an instance where you're like, I have a real couple-y thing that we're going to do, and we can't do it in front of Nicole. She won't get it.
There might be couples who are like that.
Mm.
I don't think we're like that. I don't think we do a lot of things like a lot of couples. We're pretty, like, chill and, like, slow. Like, slow on progress, I guess, you know, people, I don't know, just when people are like, when are you doing this? Or when are you doing this? We're just like, you know, whenever. We don't have like a timeline. But there might be people who are like that, but I don't, that's not a concern of mine. Mm. We've hung out with other couples where I don't think we were talking about being a couple.
Probably though.
Maybe honestly, if we were, I wasn't thinking about it. I don't know.
I really think when couples get together, they're like, "Bah, Barb over here." And Barb's like, "You get it, Cindy writes." And he's like, "I do."
I mean, we just took a couples trip to Mexico with two other couples.
Mm-hmm.
And
Wow.
I told you about this.
I know. I just didn't know it was three sets of couples.
Three sets of couples.
Six people who found love. Man, that's wild.
And it was mostly what we talked about was like drugs. And like, because we were also doing drugs. And I don't know, music. And but I don't think we were like, hey, do you guys do this? Did this happen in your set of couples?
Ugh, then maybe I'll just start observing couples to see what they talk about.
Or just, like, enjoy people's company.
Okay. But, like, when do you think you're going to start doing, like, family things where it's, like, families only?
Oh, God.
Well, give me a timeline so I can get me a family.
I don't think we'll ever do that. I don't know. My man also, like, he fantasized about, like, having like, a commune where we're going to have, like, our kids run around and we all take care of each other's kids. And, like, it's, like, a community kind of thing. But not everyone has to have kids. On this commune. Do you want to be part of a commune? It's not a cult.
Oh.
It's just like a, you know, we have a plot of land.
I'm rocked. I am shocked. My socks have flown off.
Are you an alligator?
Well, I'm not angry.
Oh, okay.
I'm just shooketh. I did not know that you guys wanted to live on a commune.
I mean, it's not like an official commune. It'd just be like, we're all living near each other.
Oh, okay.
If like someone's
neighbors. So you're trying to get some neighbors.
But like planned neighbors. Like we know these people because they've already been our lives.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like, you know, it's like a, you know, it takes a village kind of
is
mentality.
Is it a gated community?
No, I don't think so.
Is it? Okay. To me, you know, a park.
We're not going to be living in a park. We will have homes. There'll be homes, bathrooms, walls.
I'm imagining homes around a park, where everyone comes in the middle every morning to talk about what they're going to do for the day. Maybe I don't know what a commune is.
I mean, that could be one version of it. I think our idea of it, also, it may not even happen, but it's just like people we enjoy who we want to keep in our life.
You going to send them an e-vibe to come to the commune? Yeah, probably send an e-vibe,
like, you're invited to this commune. Please RSVP, yes or no. Who are you bringing?
So I do have to have a family to bring.
You do not have to.
Well, you
to
just
have
said a, that I needed to let you know you who I was bringing.
If you are bringing someone, bring someone. If not, you could just be there with us.
Okay. And then, like, what would my role be if I didn't bring my family? Because I don't have one.
You could be the babysitter.
Wow.
You've done it before.
Wow.
You were a professional babysitter at one point in time.
Wow, I cannot believe that a single woman is useless in your commune. She is
okay. You
just
can, no, you
brushed
can,
aside to take care of the other people who triumphed and had a child.
No, you can be the cook.
Wow. This is fat shaming.
No, okay.
You think because I'm fat,
but
I know how to cook.
I know you like food.
I love food.
So, okay. All
I
right.
don't know how to cook.
All right. So you can be the maid?
Wow. Wow. This is a hate crime.
Okay. Oh,
this is
it's
a hate
not because you're black. I swear.
I'm
it's
black.
Not because you're
you
black.
You want me to clean okay. up because I'm black.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. You can be the, you know, when all the wives are out of town, you can have sex with all the men.
Great. That's exactly what I want to be. The commune concubine. What I want. All the ladies are taking a break from their families, having a girls' weekend. I stay behind and suck everyone's dick.
Because someone's got to do it.
I'll do it. I volunteer as tribute. That's a very old reference from the Hunger Games by Suzanne Summers?
No.
Suzanne Doyle.
Susan Boyle?
Who wrote the Hunger Games, please? Suzanne Collins.
Okay.
Isn't that wild that I knew her fucking first name?
I honestly wasn't expecting that.
Filled with useless knowledge. I don't know things that are helpful for my actual life. Hmm. But here's what I know. Every adult should have a will, and I just sent you that article.
You didn't send me the article. You sent me a screenshot of the article, and now I have to do work on my own to find the article. You could have just sent me the link.
Sorry about that.
You're like, see? It is important, and it's just the headline. I'm like, cool. I guess I had to figure out where this came from.
Sorry. It's good for every adult to have a will, and I read the article, but also I already have a will.
You do, yeah. And you talk about it a lot.
And I tell you about it all the time, because I keep adding to it.
Yeah, and I still don't know if you're doing it right,
no.
Because you're adding, like, instructions, messages, like...
Yeah. Shelley Ruse, the woman in... I like say her name all the time, but it's fine. She's an estate planner.
Uh-huh.
I'm sending business her way, hopefully. If you do use Shelley Ruse to do your estate planning, tell her I sent you. Me, Nicole Byer. Anyway, so Shelley Ruse was like, Nicole, you can't put instructions for people in your will. And you can't make people do things in order to get things. That's illegal. So then I wrote a will where people have to do things. But, like, they don't get nothing. My sister gets everything.
Oh, so you just want, like, a scavenger hunt.
Kind of. Mm-hmm. With my ashes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Like, everyone who's, like, my best dear friend, of course, below you.
Yes.
Because you're the top.
Mm-hmm.
You're my main...
Bitch.
Chick. Yes, bitch. But everyone has an activity they must do that correlates to me, but they have to do it with my ashes.
Great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it does sound fun. It does sound like a fun
right?
thing to plan and thing to do.
Right? Because I figure, I was like, after people are sad when people die, you know?
True.
Hopefully people will be sad when I die,
I
you
think
know?
So, yeah.
They might not be. Maybe I'll do something real intense before I die. Who knows?
Yeah, I hope not.
Who knows what the future holds?
Who knows?
Who knows? But I figure, I was like, people will be sad, but then they'll have to do this, like, fun activity with me.
Yeah.
And then they'll have, like, gone to my funeral where they saw my dead body with googly eyes on it. That's in my will.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's why I did it.
Yeah.
But you should just have one so it's just easy for your family.
Yes, I should get on that. Maybe I'll hit your person up.
Shelley Ruse.
Yeah.
I got her number.
This is like our first plug is an estate person.
And we're not getting paid for it.
Use this code.
Yeah, use this code. I'm going to die soon. Hashtag BFF.
I die for you.
Oh, boy. Death is an inevitable thing that happens to everybody. Nobody lives forever.
Why are we going down this road?
Oh, okay. What do you want to talk about? You don't like it? Well, okay.
No, we can talk about death.
No, we don't have to. If it's too dark, it's too dark.
No, I mean, it doesn't have to be. Death is an inevitable road that we all go down.
We all die alone.
I don't know. We don't. I mean, I guess some people don't die
alone. When your soul leaves your body, your only thing inside of you is you. There may be somebody physical there, but you better get right with the Lord because you're alone.
Whoa.
Imagine I was a minister and you didn't know it.
I'd be so bamboozled. Hoodwinked. Aghast.
Would you ride a crocodile?
I would ride a crocodile.
You'd be mad.
I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends. For 10% off your first order. Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kids' snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free, it's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
So, okay, this segment is where we take calls and read aloud emails.
That's what you chose? You chose like doorbell? Or wait, what is it? Yeah, chimes?
It's doorbell melody. Yeah, because it's like ding dong, we're here and we have our questions.
Oh.
It makes perfect sense.
Okay, yeah. I was expecting like, I don't know, some cheers or horns or like, I don't know, something real celebratory. But no, the doorbell's good. It was just a little anticlimactic.
Okay. Well, I really thought...
Yeah, let me try.
Okay.
Oh, that's not what I thought that was going to sound like.
That's...
Oh, is it still doing it?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, that was crazy. Maybe...
Okay. Oh, that's weird. Oh. Oh. Oh, my God. Oh. Well, you're having too much fun.
They could all happen at the same time. Did you know that?
I didn't know. It was a cacophony. Okay, yeah. Here we are. Should we do an email can we do a voicemail first?
Yeah.
Let's do a voicemail.
I have a question about grown-up friendships. What do you guys think about a friend who you know is mad at you? And you know why they are mad at you, and also they have not told you at all. The only reason you know is because they have conspicuously dropped any future plans you guys have together, and you know that she has made comments to her husband, who you are also friends with. So if you have this friend in question, you know she's mad, you know why she's mad, you think the reason she's mad is pretty stupid, but you'd be happy to talk it out. But she is just not bringing it up with you ever and is sort of steaming on her own. Do you feel like it's your obligation to reach out to her, especially if you think she's overreacting? Anyway, happy to know your thoughts. Thanks so much.
Okay. So she really confirms that couples do talk about that one person. So my advice is get a family, bitch. No, I'm kidding.
Get you a husband so you can talk about her.
Do you want to go first?
Yeah. Okay. I feel this. That's happened to me before. It sucks because you want to be like, well, if you know the problem, you bring it up. Just talk to me. But if you're aware that there could be a problem, you might have to be the bigger person and just say something. Did she already say if she said something or not?
She said she has not said anything. The only reason why she knows is because the homegirls like dropped plans and has spoken to her husband about it. And then that husband is being a little gossipy and came back and told her what was up.
Yeah, I think it's totally within reason to just be like, hey, I feel like the energy's weird. Do you want to talk about something? Instead of like, because maybe she's not actually mad and something else is going on.
Yeah.
But you don't have to lay it all out there like, all right, I think you're mad because of this stupid reason and maybe you should just get over yourself. Mm-hmm. You can just be like, I feel like something's off. And then she can either answer honestly and say there's something off. We need to talk about this. Or maybe she'll lie. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many things that could happen, but you don't know until you bring it up.
Yeah, I think it's also, I agree with you. I think it's good to bring it up. Mm-hmm. Especially if you care about the relationship.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't give a shit, like, let it go. You'll find other people. There's a big fucking world. But if you care about this person, I think you should sit them down and be like, hey, I care about our friendship. I apologize. If you know the reason. Also, actually, no, do not bring up the reason because it could be a different reason.
Yeah, and then she's like, I'm mad about that.
Two things now. But yeah, just be like, I think you're angry with me. Can we talk it out? Just because I like you and I would like to keep you as a friend.
Yeah.
And then hopefully she'll be an adult and say, if she says, I'm not mad at you, I think you can be like, oh, well, you canceled plans, and I don't know if it was because you were busy, and maybe I'm making things up. My therapist has said because it is a confrontation, and when you confront people, you need to put the onus on you so it doesn't feel like you are, like, aggressively confronting somebody. So you're like, I feel like maybe I've done something, and I feel this way because you've canceled plans. But I feel like it's because it's something I did. Just like keep bringing it back to you.
Yeah.
And then hopefully you guys can talk it out. We've had things like that where I was being distant because your boyfriend had moved to town and I was like, oh, okay. They need time to adjust, so I'll fall back. And then I said this to my therapist and Mary was like, did anyone say that to you out loud? And I was like, no. And she goes, why did you think that? And I was like, I'm intuitive. And she's like, you're not. You're making things up. And I was like, okay. Then I called you and you were like, oh, so that's what you were doing.
Yeah.
I thought you were mad at me. And I was like, no, not at all.
Yeah, truly. Because you were like distant and like, I don't know. We hadn't talked for maybe a week. It wasn't that long. But it was long
honestly,
for us.
Honestly, probably 4 days.
Yeah. It was long for us. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is weird. And I was like, I wonder if she's like, I don't know. I'll just feel it out. Also, like, both of us were traveling, so I was like, maybe she's just busy. I'll just give her some time.
No, and just literally in my home being a lunatic.
Yeah.
Being like, well, can't call her.
Also, I also got a clue because you were hanging out with people who are not our friends. You were like, oh, yeah, I got dinner with so-and-so. And I'm like, why? I was like, is she trying to find new friends or something? What's going on?
Nicole, what did you do? Well, I took a sewer rat out for dinner. Why did you do that? Well, because your boyfriend's in town and I gotta make a new friend. So I went to a sewer, scooped up a rat, and I took him to Cafe Gratitude. And guess what? He was gracious.
And we're gonna go on a double date with you and your boyfriend.
Yeah, now I'm dating the sewer rat. I mean, that's a step up from people I have dated. Ooh, let's get another voicemail. Mm-hmm.
Hi, Nicole and Sashir. This is fun. So I had a best friend in high school, like most people. And we had a falling out because she, again, like most people, has a stupid fucking husband who's a dumb asshole. And we got in a fight over him about 10 years ago. Oh. And then we stopped talking, didn't talk this whole time. And she sends me a message on Facebook, and I don't know what to do. So she says, oh, I'm so sorry. I took advantage of our friendship, and I didn't really realize how much weight that it held in my life and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I really deeply loved this person for a long time. And so it's kind of been cathartic talking to her, but do we just go back to normal now? Like, she's got two whole ass kids that I don't ever think I'll ever meet. Like, that we just have such different lives. We live in different states. She's like a kindergarten teacher or some shit. Like, do we have anything in common still? Like, is this worth the emotional labor? I don't know. I'm stoned. Thank you. I love you. Bye.
Oh, I love how she talks.
Love her. She's great.
She got two full ass kids.
I want to be her friend. She's
great.
Yeah,
she sounds great.
Here's the thing. That's really tricky.
Yeah.
I think, again, if it sounds like she doesn't give a shit about this woman.
I didn't glean that.
Glean. Who's glean?
Like, I didn't observe, receive.
That's what glean means?
I think so,
I've been out here gleaning on some shit.
You always be gleaning, girl. Yes.
Ooh, all right. So what'd you glean?
Well, what I gleaned was that she does care about this person. Mm-hmm. Like, they did love each other. She was upset about being, I guess, cast away mm-hmm. to the side. Or the fight that they had that initially broke up the friendship in the first place. And it sounds like the conversation they had on Facebook was cathartic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they can go back to where it was because so much has happened mm-hmm. since their friendship. It's very big of the other person to even reach out and say,
yes,
I realized that I was taking advantage of our friendship and I didn't realize how much it meant to us and how much the breakup meant to me. So it's like, that's very, very cool that she reached out in the mm-hmm. first place and said something. And that they're talking and that it's nice. And I don't think there even has to be an idea of what will happen. You could just take mm-hmm. it day by day, step by step. It's like, you know, if you want to reach out and talk to that person, do it. If you want to arrange a hangout, try it. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to be like, well, I guess we have to try to be best friends again. Because maybe that's not where either of you are right now.
Mm-hmm.
You both have grown and changed over years and your lives are different. But I don't think because she has kids and did she say she's still married to that person?
She said that she loved that person. So I don't know if they like broke up yeah. or if they're still together. She just said something interesting to me. She was like, is it worth the emotional labor?
Mm.
And that to me makes me feel like she has thought it out. And she was like, to rekindle a friendship is emotional labor
yeah.
because I think when you have a falling out with a friend, somebody reaches out, years have passed.
Yeah.
You are like, well, can we, mm-hmm. you know, pick up where we left off? Or is it really like rebuilding this relationship? And I think it is more times than not, it is rebuilding from like zero.
Yeah.
And that is a lot of work because yeah. there's so much history, but you are starting at a zero.
Yeah.
Also, you live in different states. She's got, you know, full ass kids. I don't know if you only have half ass kids or full ass kids or what your deal is. But I think it's only worth it if it brings you joy.
Yeah.
I think if it doesn't bring you joy, then like you can't.
Marie Kondo.
You gotta just say thank you for reaching out.
Yeah.
And then, like, I don't think you should stop communication, but just, like, know that you're not going to be the person who reaches out.
Yeah. Is whatever feels good. If responding to her and reaching out feels good, do that. If not saying anything feels good, do that. But you don't have to do anything just because you have this history. But if it feels right, go for it. But I can also understand it feeling like a lot of emotional labor because it is.
Because I've tried to rekindle friendships where time has passed, and I've realized we're just two separate people than we were when we were friends. And it was, like, hard to find just, like, common ground where they would say something and I'd be like, I truly don't identify that with that at all. So I get it.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
I had a friend who we were really close for years, and then we kind of drifted apart. Not even, like, it wasn't even, like, a fight or, like, we disagreed about things. It was just like maybe time or growing apart or whatever. And then we kind of came back, but then, like, she just became a different friend in my brain. So she I was like, oh, she doesn't serve me in these ways anymore because she stopped serving me in those ways. She's now this kind of friend. She's the friend I call when I want to go to dinner randomly on this day, or she's a friend that I call when I don't know, just want to, like, talk for 30 minutes, but not the friend that I need to, like, be my everything or, like, who I ask about relationship advice. Like, she's just, like, different now. So she can be a different friend, just if that's okay with both of you. She doesn't have to be the best friend again.
I've never thought of that. Friends that give you different things.
Yeah.
I think it's because I have a very small circle of people that I, like, talk to on a daily basis or, like, a weekly basis, then I'm like, you give me everything I need. Which might be bad. I might be doing friendships wrong.
I don't think so. I think it's whatever you want.
I might be a bad.
Because I also feel like I have a small circle. But it's in that small circle, different people have different things. Like, you're the king.
Yes, I am. I'm a big dick swinging king who wears a crown, baby. And I have a bit of a limp because it's heavy.
Like, you, yeah, you're truly the only friend I call, text, Instagram. You're the only person I have constant communication with. And then there's other people who I have frequent communication with, but it's just different. And we talk about different things or whatever. And then there's people where it's like, we don't talk that much at all, but you're cool to travel with and we can do that. Or you're great to, like, go dancing with, and that you're my nighttime friend. You're my brunch friend. You know, like, I have different those.
I guess I do, too. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Because, you know, you have some friends that you're like, I love getting brunch with you, but I would never go party with you.
No, no.
Yeah.
Because you're not fun.
Exactly.
You go to sleep on the dance floor. If you want to leave us an email or a voicemail, you can email NicoleandSashir@gmail.com. That's gmail.com.
That's funny. You thought that was the thing that needed to be spelled, like, not our names or anything.
N-I-C-O-L-E, the word and, A,
it's on the screen.
And then Sashir's name. SASHEER@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And then we have a voicemail number. It's 424-645-7-2-boobies-3. Two boobies is zeros.
7003.
Have you ever heard someone say a number like that? Two boobies?
I've never heard
that. Me either. I hope it catches on.
It's funny when you hear someone say a word and then spell it. Like, you know when you say, like, N as in Nancy or B as in boy? Like, the words that they use to say the letters, I feel like it's indicative of their personality.
Okay, spell your name by doing that.
Oh, man. S is in snake. A is in apple. S is in snake. H is in hello. E is in elephant. E is in elephant. R as in race car.
So I would say about you, you read the Bible because of apples and snakes. And God created elephants and created man who created race cars.
Wow. Okay.
You love Jesus. You fucking Jesus freak.
I can't help it. All right. You do yours.
Okay. N as in nasty. I as in incontinent. C as Listen, Carl. O is an orgasm. L is an la 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 la. E is an E. He isn't elated. What does that say about me?
That you're fully insane.
Ooh, wow. That was good.
That was so good.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sashir.
Thank you to everyone who called, too, right?
Yeah, thank you for everyone emailed. Who called and emailed. We'll get to emails on another episode. And that's been it for
thank
us.
You, Nicole.
Oh, thank you for thanking me.
Wow. And thank you for accepting the thanks and thanking me.
Wow. I feel full of thanks. Good night, Sashir. Wait, is that not it?
Well, maybe we should explain it.
So we have matching tattoos mm-hmm. that say good night, world. Because when I lived in LA and you lived in New York, we would talk for hours and it would usually be very late. And we would end it with,
good night, world. Oh. Good night. All right. No, good night, Nicole. Good night, world. Was it good night, world? Good night, Nicole. Good night, world. Be first, and then.
Oh, was it?
I think.
Good night, world. Good night, Sashir.
Maybe it was good night. No, maybe good night, our names Sashir. First.
Good night, Nicole. Good night, world. No, wait.
Oh no.
Good night, Sashir. Good night. Good night, world. Oh wait, maybe that was it.
Good night, world. Good night. Wait, say it again. What did you do?
Good night, Sashir. Good night, world. No.
I think maybe it was good night, world first. Good night, world. Good night, Nicole.
Good night, world. Good night, Sashir.
Yeah.
Honestly, I do not remember.
It was like the minute we got the tattoos, we forgot how to do it. We never did it again.
Nope. We truly never did it again. We were like, it's on us. We're always saying goodnight.
And it's pretty bleak, too. Like, people think it's like a suicide pact.
People have asked me, they're like, what does goodnight world mean? I'm like, oh, that like when I'm dead, you can read it. Yeah, it does. Wait. Good night, world. Good night, Sashir.
Good night, world. Good night, Nicole.
That
feels
right.
Good. Yeah. Bye.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
Take your family's best trip yet to Denver, where every stroll sparks a smile. And where every moment becomes a memory. Where hikes at Red Rocks lead to sweet treats at Little Man Ice Cream. Where you can chase thrills at Elitch Gardens. And enter new dimensions at Meow Wolf. It's where dinner always comes with a side of sunshine. Denver, always welcome. Plan your getaway at visitdenver.com/summer.